Ziggy Hood and the Redskins defense challenge again is to stop the run. Last week he did a good job against Philadelphia. Again this week, yes. Cowboys got a big running game. What's different about their running game compared to Philly last week?
I think the biggest thing, they stick with it throughout all four quarters. They hammer, 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 because their running attack is going to move on to their play action. So we got to do our best, stop the run, and to see where it goes from there.
How good is Elliott, Ezekiel Elliott? How good is he?
Very good. I mean, so with a back like that, we got to have all 11 hats to the ball. Not only that, endless pursuit. Everybody stay in their gaps, play your technique, and make sure that when you wrap them up, bring them down.
Also, similarity, you got a quarterback that makes plays off schedule.
Yes.
And Prescott has been pretty good this year, hasn't he?
Yes. I mean, we got to do a better job as a D-line to get back there and make sure that he's taken down. If not, putting much pressure on him to force the ball to where he overthrows, underthrows, basically get off timing, and really just, help out our secondary in the back.
Tell me about your defensive line. I know you guys are a tight unit, and I've talked to you about it before. The youth there is kind of mixed in with some of the veterans. It's a good mix for you guys, isn't it?
I think it is, because the rotation is pretty nice. Everybody's staying fresh all throughout the game. And not only that, just the total bond in the room. Everybody communicating with each other. There's no big egos. Everybody's listening to the coach and not only understanding what he's trying to teach us, but we're also verbalizing back to him what we want to communicate to him as well.
You've played for a lot of coaches. What makes Jim Tom Sula different?
Just the raw energy. Him and Manus just feed off of each other. Not only that, it filters through all the coaches and the defensive staff and then on through the players. And then it comes back to the D-line where we up front and foremost with the attack.
You've been on some good defensive, Ziggy. Up in Pittsburgh, obviously. How good is this defense? And in terms of some of the pieces you've got some pretty good inside backers.
Yes.
Zach Brown, a great tackling machine.
Yes.
You get Jano back this week. So how good is this defense capable of being?
I mean, sky's the limit. I mean, the thing is, we have yet to become a great defense. And not only that, we got to take the steps necessary to build up to that great defense. We got time, but we really don't got time, because as the season winds on, things get harder and harder, especially when you push towards December, stuff like that. So we definitely got to take the right steps now to secure our future.
When you're going after a quarterback like Wentz, like Prescott, you try to take them high. If you go low, you might get a flag, right? I mean, what's your mindset when you got a big quarterback? I mean, Prescott, not as big as Wentz, but still a large man.
Man, you really just put your shoulder pads in the stomach and take them down. That's pretty much all you can do, because you hit them too high, it's a penalty. You hit them too low, it's a penalty. Just really just divide his midsection and just run through them.
One last thing about the game on Sunday. Mm-hmm. You know how big this rivalry is. Mm-hmm. You've been involved in a big rivalry in the AFC.
Yes.
Right? And you know what? Hey, let's be honest. Ravens-Steelers, big rivalry.
Yes.
How does this rivalry measure up?
It's probably bigger, because now that I'm on this team and stuff. So you can just sense the heightened awareness around, especially on Dallas week. So it picks up a little bit. The intensity is there.
Get the win, my friend.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Let's go back to CP and Bram.
Ezekiel Elliott had 219 yards from scrimmage last week against San Francisco, 3 touchdowns as well. I got a chance to speak with Ziggy Hood earlier this week, too, and he said, you better keep him going east and west, not north and south. You're going to have a problem with Zeke Elliott.
Well, I mean, when you look at Zeke Elliott, if you make him run east and west, you need to have containment. And we have an issue with containing the outside lanes. So that's where we've gotten beaten at the entire season. So it's going to be rather hard to make him, because if you stuff the middle of this field, play action will kill us. Because Dak Prescott is a mobile quarterback who can roll out of the pocket and hurt you with his legs. So it's hard to force the play to the edge, because if they come out with play action, it's going to be tough to stop.